KMCHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Enlightened philosophers tell us that we are divine beings in human form. Let's get real here. How can we live a busy life with a job, kids, and a mortgage and still be spiritual? Join CJ Liu as she tackles real life issues through a spiritual lens and talks with experts in relationships, work, and more. You'll get practical life skills and learn how to touch, feel, and experience a whole new way of living. Be a force for good and fire it up with CJ. Log on fireitupwithcj.com and call CJ now.
248-545-SOLV.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Welcome to Fire It Up with CJ. I'm Cassandra, and I'm here with you today with CJ, and we are going to tackle real life issues through a spiritual lens. February, our focus is going to be on love, which we're all thinking about it. It happens every year. This month, we think about love. We have a great guest today. She's an intuitive coach and an author of three books, and we are going to talk about your soulmate. She's going to help you discover your soulmate, how to find your soulmate. Do you even have a soulmate? Her name is Sue Frederick, and I'm going to let CJ really talk about her more than me because she is the host of our show. And I really want to welcome CJ to our Sky Radio show today. We're here every Wednesday at 4 o'clock Eastern Time. And welcome, CJ.
Welcome. Thank you. It's our second show. Woohoo!
I know. Our show last week was wonderful. Great guests. They were so fun. I just loved talking to them.
They were really fantastic. And today we have Sue Frederick. And, you know, I was preparing for the show, and I was walking around Green Lake, which is a really popular place to do workouts around here. And I ran into two of my yoga buddies. And they said, well, what's your show on? And I said, well, you know, at some deep level, we all are looking for our soulmate. So it's really about connecting with that. And at the same time, on cue, they both went, aww. I love. Because I think at some deep level, we all do craze. You know, we kind of wonder, like, is there a soulmate out there? Will we find them? And today our guest, Sue Frederick, is the author of a book, I See Your Soulmate. And we're going to be talking about that. Welcome, Sue.
Hey, CJ. It's great to be here with you.
It's great to have you here. I am a big fan of your work. And my first question is, do you think it's possible for you to go through your whole life and never find your soulmate?
That is what people worry about, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Well, the way I want them to think about it is when we make soulmate agreements before we drop into this physical world, physical lifetime, and when we get here, though, we still have free will. We have free choice. So, for example, if we say, I am not going to live my true life, I'm not going to speak my truth, I'm not going to be who I really feel like I am inside, and we sort of hide out, we can make that choice and not do our great work, not live our true life. And by making those kinds of choices, we are not holding out the beacon that attracts our soulmate who we made the agreement with. So it is possible if we live that kind of life very much off path that we won't attract the person we made an agreement with before the lifetime began.
Okay, so someone says our agreement is null and void. Now tell us about that. When did I make this agreement?
So here's the thing. Our soulmate agreements do not say, hey, when I find you down there, I'm just going to love you forever, and it's all going to be wine and roses and no problems at all. That's what Hollywood wants us to think, but that's not how we make our agreements. The agreements are like this. They say, I love you, your essence. I've incarnated with you for many lifetimes. I know that you're dropping into that physical world for one purpose, which is to evolve your soul and help other souls evolve. So when I bump into you down there in the physical world, I am going to remind you of that. And it could be with pain, it could be with joy and love, but I'm going to help you remember your highest self, your true self, and who you came here to be.
Well, I'll tell you that my husband, how I met him, is I met him at a business meeting, and I turned to my boss and said, that guy is really cute. And I would never have done that. I'm very kind of closed, you know, that kind of thing when at work. And I said, that guy. And then I told my mom after the first day, I'm like, that's a guy I'm going to marry, which you do not tell a Chinese mother these things. You don't do it. You're in trouble.
Right.
And so, she reminded me, like, I did not say that to you. And she said, yes, you did. And I said, well, I think it's because I knew at some, and I'll tell you, on our first date, I thought, I wonder what car he drives. And I'm not a materialistic person. I just thought, I wonder what car he drives. He drives the same car as me. I bet he does. So sure enough, he comes over and he has a blue Honda Civic, same color, same model, same make, same year. And then we talk, and he's reading On the Road by Jack Kerouac, which not a lot of people were reading the book at that time. Mm-hmm. He's listening to the same tape. I do a tarot card reading with him, and what possessed me to do a tarot card reading on the first day? I don't know what I was thinking of, but I flipped the card, and I actually predicted every card. I'm like, this is going to be the tower. This is going to be the whatever. And I don't know what kind of magic juju occurred, but it did.
But
so I think
you're talking about your intuition, and intuition is a huge part of this. And the reason you were able to recognize him intuitively is that we do make an agreement beforehand, and that means that we will recognize this person when they show up. But it doesn't mean we're going to recognize the surface package. Like, I've had many people who tell me about getting very confused because they thought that their partner should look a certain way, and then all of a sudden they meet the person that they resonate with, and yet that partner isn't in the package that they expected. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And what you're talking about is that deeper intuitive connection that comes from the heart. In other words, when our heart is open and we're sending out love, our intuition is flowing, and so we completely tap into that partner and what they're thinking and doing. And that's how we know it is exactly our soulmate. But I also want to say we have more than one soulmate sometimes.
Ooh, okay. What does that mean? Does that mean we'll get divorced and get another soulmate? Or what? What's that?
Here's the thing. If we've come here on a big lifetime plan, we really wanted to evolve. We really wanted to push ourselves. We really wanted to get some great work done. And I can say that I signed up for that kind of a lifetime. That we will have soulmates who nudge us to wake up and remember who we are, but they may not be the people that we're going to spend the lifetime with. So, for example, if people who've read my books know that my husband died in my arms when I was 29, and so then, you know, I believed he was my soulmate, and I still know that he is one of my soulmates, but his lesson, his agreement with me, was that he was going to wake me up to my spiritual intuitive self, make me own that in the world, which is his death brought me to be able to do the work I do. But then after I was doing this work, I attracted the soulmate that I've been with for 10 years, raising my kids with, who is the coming home soulmate, meaning the person who's here to nurture me and love me, and I love him and nurture him as we create our home and family together.
Okay, well, that just blows my mind. So there's some ones that are like, I'm going to nurture you, soulmate, and then there's ones who, I'm going to awaken you, soulmate.
Right.
Ah, okay. That explains girlfriends who are like, I hate my previous husband who cheated on me. But you know what? In some cases, it's like they woke me to that I just wasn't even getting anything that I wanted in my life.
Exactly.
So So it
you
works
know,
out
I mean, when people go through a horrible divorce, often when they look back on it years later, they say, I am so glad that ended. No matter how much it hurt me, my life is in such a better place now, and I am so much happier, and I know who I am, and I'm living my true life. Well, then you thank that ex-partner for nudging you, fulfilling their soulmate agreement, and waking you up to who you're supposed to be in this lifetime.
Mm. Okay, so here's, I think this is maybe a new concept for folks, this whole soul agreement. Is it with God? Is it with each other? Is there a notary republic? I mean, what happens?
Yes, you have to go to the document signing building in the highest realm and have it witnessed. No, actually, you know what? That's not too far from the truth. There's so many guides, and yes, God, all involved in our learning on the other side, in the higher realms. And on different levels of the astral planes, there are different kinds of meaning. There are sort of schools and that sort of thing on some of the levels. And on the highest levels, there is God, Om, okay, light, love. We are part of that God, love, light. And when we choose to come down into this physical world, it's only for a purpose of evolving our souls and helping the whole group consciousness of humanity to evolve. So we don't come here to live happily ever after and have everything go the way we want it. We come here to learn and evolve. And of course we can learn through fun and joy, but who really pays attention when they're having fun? So
right.
Most of the time we have to hit a challenge or a bump in the road in order to start learning and growing.
Yeah, sad but true, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That we don't grow through. I mean, sometimes you can grow through fun. I think it just fills our hearts up. But
exactly.
I do think that you grow and learn through suffering and with the right kind of partner and nurturance.
And this is why relationships are so essential down here and why they're so important to us, because they are the primary agreements that we have to help us evolve. So whether it's our children, our mother, our siblings, any relationships we have agreements with for all of us to help each other evolve. And when a man breaks your heart and your heart is broken apart and you feel stripped bare and broken open, thank God for that, because you are now finally remembering who you are, waking up, and your life you can choose or not choose to move forward to even a greater life and greater love.
Okay, that's interesting. So part of that is, and that the way you explained it earlier, is that it's because we weren't on our path that someone comes to remind us to be on our path.
Right.
But what happens if, even after someone reminds us, we're still not on our path? Then
we'll get another nudge of some kind. You know, I mean, I had quite a few nudges. I'm a very stubborn person. And, you know, I'm 61 now, CJ. So, you know, my husband broke my heart when I was 29. And then I went off to be a journalist. And I was doing okay, but I still hadn't stepped into the real work that I was here to do. And so I did have another broken heart. And that broken heart sent me on to an ashram, basically, is how I put it. I went and spent months in an ashram meditating and devoting my life to the spiritual search. And finally from that, I said, you know what, when everything is stripped away, the thing I know to be true about myself is I have a spiritual perspective that helps others, and I intuitively see the great potential in people, and I will somehow make my living from that. And that's when my life got on path.
So when you said to yourself, when you actually found your authentic self, that's when you also were opening yourself up to find your current husband.
Right. And the thing is, our authentic selves are oftentimes not what other people expect of us or want us to be, or what society says we should be.
Right. Yes. Unfortunately.
And we want to fit in and we want to be loved. And so, you know, here I was trying to be a journalist and I was a magazine editor. And of course I was writing about health, trying to do good work. But I was really this incredible spiritual student and teacher. And all I wanted to ever talk about or think about was spirituality and intuition and the other realms and seeing ghosts. And yet I would go cover a city council meeting for a newspaper, or I would write a story about vitamin C for a magazine. And all of those are great things, but I had really evolved to a point where I had to really step out of the box and do this work.
All right, so there we have it, folks. If you want to find your soulmate, if you haven't found them yet, it could be that you haven't started your soul path like Sue was just talking about. Next segment, we're going to be talking about how do you get your significant other to be more romantic. So we will be right back.
It's going to be a good one. We're going to be right back. To get a schedule of Fire It Up events, articles, and more information from CJ, you can go to our Facebook. It's Fire It Up with CJ. Or you can go to our website. It's fireitupwithcj.com. She makes it real easy for us. We'll be right back on CBS Radio, The Sky.